A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 11th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the alleged abduction of human rights activist Itai Dzamara.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged abduction of human rights activist Itai Dzamara.
Members of the anti-police riot squad today clashed with Opposition Movement for Democratic Change youths who protested in Harare demanding the release of Mr. Dzamara. Police are said to have later cordoned off the MDCT Harvest House headquarters.
Local and international pressure is also mounting on the government to release Dzamara. The U.S. Embassy in Harare, Australia, the RFK Center for Justice and Human Rights in Washington, D.C., the Zimbabwe Peace Project, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, the opposition, the two formations of the MDC, that is the MDCT, led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, and also the MDC Team Renewal, led by Sekai Holland, have all issued statements putting pressure on the government to release Mr. Dzamara.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is 1-202-465-0318. That WhatsApp number again, 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, 7-4-8.
Wonguka Gibbs, nasi tilauti tingetichi taura neze kupambwa. Kunozi kwa kaitu kwa vaadzamara wakapambwa vari kumba kwa uku Glenview uko nemusuwe muvuro kushika parisho ino nasta pinda muzuware tatu avasku zikana kuti vari kupi pambo ita rinyere kupi kuti vangu wari kwa Harare Central Police Station asi tataura ne magweta au vachao skwaramba rimwere magweta avadzamara wakati ai wa mapurisa ati avako iwo mutauriro mapurisa senior assistant commissioner Cherit Charamba vataurawo iwo kuti mapurisa avambishi kutsvaga kuti vadzamara vari kupi uye mudare reparamende munonzi mambo itawo kukandirana makobvu nematete pakati penhengo dzeMDCT nedze ZANU PF nezvenyaya yavadzamara asi mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vari zvegurukota rinoona nezvemitemo va Emerson Mnangagwa vati iwowo hurumende iri kutsvagawo iwo vadzamara varoda kuziva kuti vari kupi Gibbs.
Yevambe zuru kandaba siyahlangana namhlanje ke sikhuluma ngodaba luka mnumzana Itai Dzamara owathunjwa ke ngomvulo. Sizwile ke ukuthi kulabantu bambamba bamfaka emoteni bachapa slaye ukuze kufike namhlanje akwaziwa ukuthi ungaphi uDzamara. Yes, sizwile njalo ukuthi khona ngale eHarare namhlanje bekulokugijigijima sibile ezitaladini lapha amajaha lamantombazana IMTCT ekhijimisana lamapolisa esithi bafuna uDzamara abuye ekhaya. Kuphinde njalo ke le dala lepalamende njengoba uBlessing esitsho kwaba lokukhulumisana kubi sibile abantu sebedinga ukuthi kambe uDzamara uye ngaphi. Ye sizwile njalo nje uVice President ke uEmerson Mnangagwa esithi kakwazi laye ukuthi umnumzana uDzamara ungaphi njalo laye ukhanyazana ukhathazekile enhliziyweni. Sizwile njalo ke Blessing. I-embassy ye-US ithi lundota kumela piso kaya. Kuposo kwa lama bantu basebenza ize human rights lezi. Bati hai, loko kwenza kaleo kumeti kulungi iswe. So siyezo katesi kutuwa mapolisa, loke se kwe headquarters MTC, kutuwa bahashu pa kona ngale. So sifunuku zukuti ikati zulu, lape likona lingati ngota balori njalo, lingati ni akoro sukusenzu wanga mapolisa. Ngalifunu ngena kutelo, nasi nombolo, 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, what we are hearing, we managed to talk to some of those who were still in Harvest House, but we are made to understand from very reliable sources that Mr. Tsvangirai's spokesperson, Luke Tamborinyoka, was beaten up by members of the police who had cordoned off Harvest House. But we understand he is now home, but reports are saying he was beaten up together with some MDC officials who were at Harvest House. I think we have our guests lined up. First, I think we have Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer, and he works with Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. How are you?
I'm doing great. And how is Johannesburg today?
Well, it is nice and warm. It's only a sad day for democracy and human rights, given what is playing out in Zimbabwe.
Indeed. Mr. Mavinga, we can't agree with you more. We also have a human rights lawyer. That is Mr. Lizwe Jamela. He also works with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. He's a member lawyer, rather, of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Mr. Jamela, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing, and how are you?
Fine. How is the city of Kings and Queens?
Actually, I've joined the rest of the country in trying to search for Zamarachalam in Harare.
Oh, Bamba Zonke.
Yes.
Okay. And how is Harare tonight?
Tonight, Harare is a third cloud covering its five human rights concerns.
Thank you so much for joining us, gentlemen. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, we'll start with you, Mr. Jamela. You are in the heart of things there. Tell us what is going on now in the search for Mr. Zamara.
Thank you very much. As you are aware, that today is the second day since Mr. Zamara has been abducted. A report was made at the police. We have taken in a report, and they are saying they are investigating the matter. Also, on our part, we have filed an application, an agent chamber application, which is normally referred to as a habeas corpus, to actually direct if the police, or what the suspicion is that maybe he's actually in the custody of security services. So the application would direct whoever is taking custody of Mr. Zamara to bring him before a court, or to make sure he's released if there's no need for him to be taken to court. So by the close of business today, there were no pointers as to where exactly he is. There were some rumors that we had around 4 p.m. today, saying that actually he could actually be detained at Harare Central Police. The lawyers on the ground who are dealing with the matter, that is Charles Kwaramba and Alec Mshabe, I'm actually here to go to Harare Central Police Station to look for him at Law and Order section, where they were actually told that no, he was actually not there. The officer commanding this also indicated that no, he was not there at Harare Central. Rather, they were actually also investigating his abduction. So as we speak, Blessing, there is no information as to his whereabouts.
Mr. Mavinga, are you at all surprised by this alleged abduction?
Not surprised, but very much disappointed, because it shows that in terms of human rights abuses, in terms of the erosion of the rule of law, in terms of efforts to ensure that there is justice, we have not moved really in line and in step with the new constitution of Zimbabwe that is there. So it is really heartbreaking. It is sad that when we have a new constitution, and when we thought that we were taking steps in a political direction, it appears that it's for some it's business as usual, and that the government of Zimbabwe, whose state and primary responsibility is to ensure that there is law and order to protect citizens, appears to be failing to do so, particularly in with regard to respecting the rights of Mr. Zibara, his rights to freedom of expression, his right to freedom of association and assembly. Because now, given his work that he has been doing, leading the Occupy African protest movement, it's not surprising that there has been this crackdown, but it really is disappointing.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Of course, the disappearance of Mr. Zamara has actually led to the trading of barbs between the major political parties in the country. First, Mr. Changirai had a press conference yesterday, and I'm just going to read briefly from his statement, and he said, "The color subduction of Itai Zamara has come as a complete shock to me, to the MDC, and to Zimbabweans at large." He goes on to say, "We are in no doubt as to the perpetrators of this abduction. We hold Mugabe and his regime responsible for this morbid and senseless act. The president, who is also the AUN SADC chair, cannot preside over a country where innocent citizens get abducted and disappear." And of course, ZANU-PF shot back. It's information minister, it's information spokesperson, or the party spokesperson rather, that is Simon Kayamoyo, said, and I quote, "I do not even know the person in question," in brackets, Itai Zamara, "but he, in brackets, Mr. Changirai, is trying to find a case to please his masters because they are nothing, they have nothing to offer the people. He is trying to sell his party because they are short of what to talk about. Now, after being dropped in consecutive elections, they no longer talk about things such as the juice, that is the MDCT's 2013 election manifesto." And he goes on to say, "We do not know what happened to the juice. It seems to have disappeared." Gibbs, those are strong words indeed.
And we've got a statement from the U.S. Embassy in Harare, which says, "The U.S. Embassy notes with grave concern the reports of the forced disappearance of civil society activist Itai Zamara on March 9, 2015. We support Mr. Zamara's right to freedom of expression and to demonstrate peacefully. We urge the relevant authorities to demonstrate their professionalism by fully investigating the circumstances surrounding Mr. Zamara's abduction. If he is being held in state custody, it is vital that his fundamental human rights and freedoms, as guaranteed by Zimbabwe's constitution, be honored." Baba Jamela, nansi statement sikhitshwe lapha United States Embassy. Banengi asebekhiphile-ke imbiko enje. Ungathini baba?
Ama-statements, ama-solidarity statements akhitshwayo ngama-statements amahle sivile asikhuthazayo even thina on the ground. Ngoba it can be a coincidence ukuthi umuntu okade ezama ukukhankasa ekhankasela iy'ndaba zedemokhrasi eke echaywa ngamapholisa to an extent yokuthi even igqwetha lakhe lizama ukuthi limncedise. Usakhumbula ngonovemba kwathina kushaywa even igqwetha lakhe. So ukuthi umuntu sephonge unyamalala sifa unyamalali yemethethwe abantu bekhanyele egqekeni ilanga lilitshisa nje yinto edanisayo kakhulu leyo.
Yes, I was a Kulu Bambunga Ikachana, so he says it's disappointing that, this thing is happening right now, in Zimbabwe.
Timbo Odzoka kwa muri, va mavinga. Mapurisa arukuti iwo vanda kupuwa nguwa, yekuti va ferefete nyayai, munoti kudii?
Dambu zikore ripo njere kuti tichitarisa basarangani kituwa na wadu Zamara, rekura tizira. Nekushoropodza hurumende nematorerwo avanonzi vakaitwa nemusvemubvuro vari kuGlenview zvinotaridza kuti pane ruoko rwehurumende kana kuti rwevamwe vanenge vachishanda pedo nehurumende uyezve hazvisi zvisa nekudaro kana mapurisa achiti vari kuedza kutsvaga vanenge vasingarevesi nekuti vanofanira kuti vadome chaibvizvo kuti munhu uyu ari papi. Mapurisa ezimbabwe tinovaziva kuti vane mukurumbira wekugona basa. Kune mhakaiyi vari kutadza kuziva kuti chii chakaitika. Munhu haangashayikwi masikati machena posha ikatarukana yekuti zvafamba sei. Zvinotaridza kuti pane zvematongerwo enyika zviripo nekunyaro chinongoripo vabudiswe vasina kukwadzwa vasina kurohwa vaiso pamberi pematare edzimhosva bumbire dzaredu remutemo weZimbabwe rinotaura zvakanaka kuti kana munhu achinge apomerwa mhosva ngaamiswe pamberi pedare zvakanaka zvisina kuti anotorwa ovanzwa ovigwa oshungurudzwa zvinofanira kuti zvingozivikanwa ova nemagweta ake anomumiririra kodzero dzake dzichiremekedzwa pasina kushungurudzwa mhuri yake mudzimai wake vanenge vachichema hama neshamwari vari kuchema vese vari vanhu nyika yese iri kuchema kuti kochii chaakuitika mamhepo aya atanga zvakare nekudaro ndo dambudziguro riripo rinofanira kuti rionekwe kuti zviri kuitika izvi kuna vadzabara zvinopa chimiro chakaipa kunyika yezimbabwe nekuhurumende ipo iyi dai vanhu varangarira izvozvo vasunungura vadzamara vaedzawo kudzikinura chimiro chenyika onai vachinamasa nevamwe vari kufamba vachipemha vachitsvaka mari kana vachitsvaka mari kudaro inobva kupiko mari yachona kana kumusha iri mvonga mvonga nenyonga nyonga yatiri kuona iyi kodzero dzevanhu dzisingaremekedzwi iro pasi rose richiti sunungurai vadzamara vaisei pachena tivaone kuti havana kukuvadzwa uyezve kuti vatano kodzero dzavo dziri pamwe chete.
Tinotenda vaMavhinga, of course, Mr. Mavhinga is urging the police to do their work professionally because critics of the ZRP say most of the time their arrests are a solution in search of a problem.
Yeah, that's classic.
They first arrest you and then they try to look for something to charge you with. You know, meanwhile, you are in detention.
Yeah.
Yes, so that becomes a bit problematic.
That's serious. Do you have any caller?
No, unfortunately, we lost the caller. We'll try to call again and see if we can get the caller back.
Okay, so we've got a statement again from the Zimbabwe Human Rights Association or organization which says, Zimrights demands that the government ensures the release of Zamara as his continued abduction is a grotesque violation of his fundamental freedoms. This form of arrest reminiscent of the 2008 period of political instability is barbaric and retrogressive. The Zimbabwean constitution guarantees freedom of expression, freedom to demonstrate and petition, and these must be enjoyed. And then further, they say, furthermore, President Robert Mugabe is chairing both SADC and the African Union. Thus has a call to make and ensure that justice must be executed and perpetrators are held accountable. Mr. Jamela, what do you think about this kind of statement?
That's one more statement of solidarity, which just clearly lays out some of the issues that are worrisome in terms of our situation, in terms of rule of law, in terms of what is actually happening on the ground. And definitely, in as much as we may have denials from the authorities to say we don't know where he is, it's so sad to say someone would simply vanish just like that, especially when he was actually taken in the full view of people who were actually close by. And like Mr. Dewa indicated, Zimbabwean police are known to be very, very vigilant, and so they have a lot of accolades when it comes to doing their duties. It would be very disturbing for a scenario where someone will simply vanish and for 3 days without even being known where exactly they are. And the problem is, it's not so surprising because we have witnessed these issues before around 2008 and 2009, and the way this has happened is more or less similar to what happened in those days. So the message is out there to say, whoever is holding them, they should just release them. And if there is any allegation at law in terms of him having contravened any piece of legislation, he should be also be subjected to the same procedure which is laid down in terms of our law.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And stay on the line.
Of course, there's also another statement from the MDC Renewal team, which says it joins other democratic forces in condemning the abduction and the disappearance on Monday of Itai Zamara. And they also go on to say the abductions and violence although the police say they are investigating the circumstances surrounding the disappearance of Zamara, what is alarming is that his abduction has footprints of what happened soon after the March 2008 elections, when thousands of MDC officials and supporters and other Democrats were abducted by ZANU-PF and state agents. We know mm-hmm. that quite a number of MDC youths or opposition MDC youths died during mm-hmm. that period. We are talking of the likes of Tonderai Ndira. They were found murdered. Beta Chokururama and others. Tinem Tereri, we have Tendai on the line. Tendai, good evening.
Hello, blessing. What do you say?
Ndiri right. Kuri say mkoma Tendai murukupi.
Ndiri munu muarare temu muedifu di wangu.
Okay, right. Mkoma Tendai nyairi mdariro mainzi kwa turukuta ura neje kupambu kwa kakunonzi kwa kaitu kwa abadza ama rakumba kwa wo.
Nyayanda inzi wa ino sirisa chose. Mm-hmm. Ino misa ndeje kuti this is the time we tembe tichama abductions nekuti sakato zviringa kutonga kare saka chatiamba tichishungudzira vanhu tivatora tivaitira muzimba zvisingazikani kiko.
Mm-hmm.
Zvinoshungurudza mure Zimbabwe kuti tinzwe kuti tine umwe munhu akapambwa asiri kuzikanwa kwaari but amene kuti ndatadza kunzwa iri nanzva sekuti hanzi vazoonekwa ivo vachiti vanga vari panhu pakawanda. I don't know if it is true.
Aiwa, hazvina chokwadi izvozvo. Magweta achiri mubishire kuvatsvaga vanhu vese vari kutsvaga kuti vari kupi. Mapurisa ari kutiwo ari kutsvaga kuti vari kupi.
Aiwa, mapurisa anogotsvageiko? Hapana kana chavanoti vanotsvaga mapurisa nekuti iyeye munhu iyeye vakamuabdacta vacho vanhu vanotozivikanwa. Ndo basa ravo kubva 2008 nguva nembo vanhu vanongoita basa rekupamba vanhu vachivauraya. Saka tati kutotya kuti idai vakawanikwa vari vapenyu zviri nani vanogona kuwanikwa vatofa nekuti ndokuita kwayo pati yacheyo.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Tendai.
Okay, blessing, waita basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Tendai, like many Zimbabweans, is saying that he is really concerned and he is praying for Dzamarasa's safe return. Gibbs.
And now let's refer a little bit to the Constitution, blessing. Section 59 of the Constitution reads, every person has the right to demonstrate and to present petitions, but these rights must be exercised peacefully. Mr. Mavinga, this gentleman was, protesting peacefully at the Africa Unity Square. And now, was he not working, doing this, as per what the Constitution says?
Well, yes, that is very correct. That Mr. Itai Dzamara was within his full constitutional right to protest and to air his views, to have his own views about any matter in Zimbabwe as a Zimbabwean citizen.
Mm-hmm.
But, when you go back to the new constitution, the fundamental problem in Zimbabwe is this idea within some people in political circles and within state agents that they are above the law. The constitution says there shall be equality before the law. But there are people who are acting outside the law, who are abducting Mr. Dzamara outside the framework of the law, keeping him outside the framework of the law and outside the protection of the law. Mm-hmm. And this is the fundamental problem with Zimbabwe today. A lot of things are happening outside the boundaries of the Constitution, outside the framework of the law, and now the lawyers cannot locate their client, Mr. Dzamara. Now the courts cannot receive any complaints against Mr. Dzamara if it is there. So what this case of Mr. Dzamara is pointing to clearly is a breakdown in the rule of law in Zimbabwe. It is really the same thing with the farm investments around 2000, the same thing with the way in which those that have political connections can simply walk into companies and invade and take over and act with impunity outside of the law. So what is required now for this government to redeem itself and this credibility is to ensure that Mr. Dzamara is presented promptly, safely, and if there are any issues that government might want to lay against Mr. Dzamara, they must be done properly in terms of the law, following the due process of law. And this is what we are all crying for, that Mr. Dzamara's right must be respected, and every citizen's right must be respected. We must all feel that we are equal before the law, and we have equal protection of the law. And not that perhaps some who are aligned to ZANU-PF are more equal than others. This is the problem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the alleged abduction of Itai Dzamara. a human rights activist, and for several months now, Mr. Dzamara has been protesting in the heart of Harare, that is at Africa Unity Square, calling on President Robert Mugabe to step down. And this is not the first time that Mr. Dzamara has been allegedly abducted. At one time, he was abducted and he was beaten and he was hospitalized by unknown assailants. Of course, the international community is raising serious concern about this latest alleged abduction. Of course, the ruling ZANU-PF party is saying it has nothing to do with the disappearance of Itai Dzamara, something that the opposition is shooting down. Gibbs.
We've got some messages on Facebook, Blessing, and one of the messages is from Titus Chidida, who writes, I think we have to defy all the odds to demand our freedom. It's just the beginning of the much-awaited demo. And then we've got Albert, who writes, let's continue in the march straight to the State House. We want Dzamara alive. Then Abel writes, these policemen are totally insane. They do not look for Dzamara, but are quick to beat up people. After all, they are very thin these days because they're not getting decent meals. I don't know anything about that. But people always express what they think is right. So this is the right of this person to say this kind of thing. So at the end of the day, I think I'll stop there so that you can take maybe a call or something.
Yeah, maybe let's just quickly read what is on WhatsApp. Venge writes, our government is going the way of the Chilean government under the dictator Agustino Pinochet, everything by the book. Then we have Lusulu in Binga, who writes, the abduction of Dzamara is a continuation of the abductions of votes, human rights, economy, the ZRP soldiers are robbing us and giving everything to ZANU-PF, Mwari Pindirai. Then Yuni says, ZANU-PF yatanga manje. We are watching. Patrick says, good move, my youths, those who are protesting. Fight for your rights. Elias says, the missing of Dzamara, a pro-democracy activist, is a sad story indeed. We have Mkoma Peter. Mariparunari, magadi Mkoma Peter.
Magadi Mkoma Peter.
Aywa, tirinani. Nyaeri mdari rumainzi kwa Mkoma Peter. Poi itwa si.
Nini wazalikuwa kutizo. Kana takatari ya mazwa, mazuma tango pera tisatita mkumana watata ashaika. Tina wamuna ngawa wakambulika maso kwe kuti. Inda katiwa kuuraya. Sinirwa kutizo. Maso kwa ayi, ayi samuwa ni mrujinji kushishibia. Rujinji wa Zimbabwe. Anuwa maso kwa asina kuna kakute adi mumuro mememunu watuwe timukuru anutunga miri ya nika. Ndiwe tango vama zo maso mwenye watala maso kwa iwayo. Takuwa na kitu kwa chakada hicho kuti mkoma nao ya nzi itaiza mara asha hika. Aziwa na bahari ya kango turwa ni mwote kakamu tora. Saka sirikuti aywas. Imini kutala kwa matata maso kwa enyu jimne ziapa ni munu. Kutala kwa tukuta kumeo ya mto ziapa hari. Nyepa waka mika ni sirikuti kwa hari. Yoga mpenyu kana uti akafasi, wari kwa tosi za iyo wani ya. Nukuti wari ya kuza fie mula vezi babu, kutu wasa ata ure, zanda kwa fie wa sita ure. Yes, ino waka antaka stari sa kudai ziso. Zinu, sinora kita kuti nika edu, aina freedom, nika edu, konsisina taka nyora iya yei, aisi kushanda, saka wanawe Zimbabwe, ziriku atiri kuti tuona tuweta sayi kuti, kutu reclaim our freedom.
Mkoma Peter, ndimo kubate muro chimbora mbae, jimaka bata triguzo kakwa muri. Mr. Jamela and Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. Unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are actually broadcasting live. We are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.